reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. This is the Refresh Radio program. We hope that you are having a great day, a glorious day. I hope that you remember this is the day that the Lord has made and that we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. They are a blessing to Brevard County, and they are a blessing to Merit Assembly of God. They're a blessing to me, and they are a blessing to the Lord. And we just would like to say thank you to them for believing in the Refresh Radio program and all that they do. They're a family-based business here in Brevard County. They've got decades of experience in landscaping. They're licensed and insured. They have a full array of products that you can access through their company to enhance your outdoor area. If you're looking for artificial turf or a putting green, landscaping services, paver installations. They did something with one of our drains and downspouts that serve to irrigate part of our lawn. I didn't even know that was possible. They just knew how to do it. If you can dream it, they can make it a reality. They offer landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They can do everything from design to plant to maintain. They also have Space Coast Nursery up on North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal, 3880 North Courtney Parkway. It is on the east side of the road. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. You can even see a small little display of what a putting green would look like. If you want to see a bigger one, you can see it at Merit Assembly of God. If you're a golfer, you know, you can bring your putter. And before or after church, you can have a go at our little putting green that they installed for us a few years ago. It's a great little way for me to go out and relax. It's a blessing to our kids. They're able to get out there, and it's created some good memories for me and my grandson as well. Their goal is to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Treasure Your Landscape is they love Jesus, and that makes us very happy, and we want to thank them for believing in the Refresh Radio program and helping us to bring this broadcast to you on a regular basis. They truly are a blessing. So let me take you to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 again today. I'm going to read three verses, not going to read the whole thing, but this is a psalm that David put into the hands of Asaph and his brethren, and the purpose of this psalm was to thank the Lord. David intentionally put together with purpose a song designed to thank the Lord. So I'm gonna add to him just a little bit more than what I said. I think I'll, because I looked at it and it's like, I think I'll read that. Let me read the first six verses, and then I'm going to drop down and read the last three verses of this. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name, in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Now, drop down to verse number 34. I'm not saying that the verses in between are not important. They are. But we're going to focus on these last three verses here. So that's what I'm going to read. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. So as David writes this psalm, it is very much his desire to give thanks to the Lord. He says in verse 8, to make known his deeds among the people, that there should be an expression of songs, and we should talk about all his wondrous works. Now, I want you to know that this is Old Testament, and when Jesus came, there were even more wondrous works that were done. When the apostles were walking the earth, there were wondrous works that were done. But somewhere along the line, people began to believe that God's wondrous works had ceased to exist with the exception of salvation. And believe me, I'm not minimizing salvation. Salvation is the ultimate wondrous work, being forgiven of our sins and restored to fellowship with the Father, and our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, redeemed so that we can spend eternity with him. That is a wondrous work. But I am also aware that God does many wondrous works in people's lives today. And in fact, it is my belief that when we get to heaven, we are going to all of a sudden have our vision corrected, so that as we look in the rearview mirror of our life, we will see that God performed more wondrous works in our life than we were even aware of. So my lifestyle is, God has been better to me than I could have ever been to myself. And so we talk of his wondrous works. We glory in his holy name. We seek the Lord with joy. We seek the Lord and his strength. We seek his face. We remember his marvelous works which he has done. And then it says in verse number 34, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That is one of the most repeated phrases in the scripture. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I pray that as you are giving thanks to the Lord, that you don't forget to thank him for his character. Okay? In a society where we are seeing people who are popular, people who are influential, people who are rich, people who are skilled in their craft, that many times their character is not on the same level. That though they have giftedness, they do not have character. And I can tell you, character is the infrastructure that supports giftedness. If you have giftedness without character, eventually that giftedness is going to deteriorate, and character sticks around with you for a long time. Thank God that he can transform our character. But I'm equally thankful, even maybe even more thankful, that God is a God of perfect character. He is not good on occasion. He is good every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, every year, every decade, every century, every season. He is good, period. Full stop. Any thought that impugns the holiness of God, the goodness of God, the kindness of God, or the mercy of God needs to be arrested and brought into subjection to the lordship of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that you won't have those moments, but you need to know at that point in time, you are not to give free rein to that thought. You're not supposed to give full access and say, hey, this is an unhealthy thought, and I just want you to go, and I just want you to meander and influence whatever area of my... That's a horrible way to live. If there is an ungodly thought, you come and say, I am going to make that thought come back into alignment with the reality that God is good. The second thing that it talks about here is, for his mercy endures forever. So you and I, we are the recipients of his mercy, his loving kindness, him not giving to us the things that we deserve. But not only are we supposed to be recipients of his mercy, we are supposed to be distributors of his mercy. If we ever cease to be practitioners and distributors of his mercy, we find ourselves abusing the mercy we have received. And Jesus says that that is not a lifestyle that is going to lead to the results that we are looking for. Because God is good and because his mercy endures forever, there was a verse here, verse number 35, where it talks about the corporate benefit of praising God. So in this individualistic society where people say, well, I can worship the Lord on the golf course, and it's true, you can, I've done it, but it's more true that there are more people on the golf course cursing God than praising God, because I've heard them. You can't hardly watch a professional golf tournament with the volume up when they have a microphone on the golfers, because their language is generally not wholesome, and especially when they hit a bad shot, and everybody hits a bad shot from time to time. So what does it look like when we are gathered together to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever? Well, the first is to say this. This is 1 Chronicles 16:35. Save us, O God, of our salvation. In other words, you are the God who saves, and we need you to save. We don't just need you to save me. We need you to save us. Israel always recognized that they needed God to save them. God had reminded them, I didn't choose you because you were the biggest nation, the greatest nation, the richest nation. I chose you because you were the least. The thing about Abraham wasn't the amount of land he possessed. It was the fact that he believed God and it was counted unto him as righteousness. He went from being a nomad to being the father of faith. He went from being childless to being the patriarch of multitudes. And the object that God has for us is that he wants us to be saved. So don't ever get to thinking that that family member has gone too far. They have. They've gone farther than into sin than God wanted them to be, but they have not gone too far for God to reach them where they are at. I literally know a family. I knew the man who finally surrendered to Jesus with his very last breath. His very last breath. It wasn't for lack of opportunity. His family had been in intense discussions with him about his need for salvation, and he finally said yes. It was the last thing he said. So there is a desire that we just don't want Bob saved. I want Bob saved. I'm thankful that God saved us, that he's saving me, and ultimately he's going to save us for eternal benefit, and we're thankful for that. But I'm thankful his salvation extends to my family, to my generations, to the people that I worship with. But it's really that God wants is the savior of the world. So when we give thanks to the Lord, we can say, save us, O God, of our salvation. And then it says this, gather us together. So the end of verse number 35 says to triumph in your praise. It's a culmination of all of these statements. It says, save us to triumph in your praise. Gather us together to triumph in your praise. And so when we come together, I hope that you come ready to celebrate. I remember hearing a pastor say, he pastored a large church in a different area than what I pastor in. And he got up one time and he said, look, at our church, he said, we just like to celebrate. We like to celebrate what God has done. His personality is different than mine. I actually went to Bible college with his son and things like that. The dynamics that were going on at his church were entirely different, the culture and all of that sort of stuff. But he said, we just like to celebrate. Gather us together. Yeah. Now, this is not like the Tower of Babel, where he is gathering, where people are wanting to gather together so they don't fulfill the mission of God. Here, David is praising God for the opportunity to gather the people of God together to deliver them from the Gentiles. Now, this is not just talking about gather us together and deliver us from people who are different from us. That's not the case, because the Old Testament and the New Testament talks about that God is not just the God of the Jews. He's the God of the Gentiles as well. Praise the Lord for that, because I'm a Gentile. I don't, to the best of my knowledge, I don't have much Jewish in me, if any at all. But what it's talking about here is deliver us from the Gentiles, here referencing people who were out to destroy Israel. In David's time, that would have been the Philistines. It could have been the Moabites. It could have been other armies that wanted to attack and things like that. And it was people who were hostile. They were attacking not just an individual. They were attacking people. So save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together. And so I pray that you have a church that you're going to attend. If you don't have one, let me invite you to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We would love to have you come and worship together. But we also realize that God delivers us from bondage. He delivers us to his desired life for us, and he can deliver us from harm so that he can deliver us to his presence. It goes on and it says, gather us together and deliver us to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. A lot of times when you get around people, you can hear about all that's wrong in their life. So I want to set a new target, and that is when you gather together with other saints to praise the Lord because he is good and his mercy endures forever, and you can thank him for salvation, and you can thank him that for the privilege that we have of gathering together. We had a missionary. He said, look, where we're going, we're just trying to plant a church within walking distance of people so that they can gather together, so that they can experience deliverance from the sin and the sickness and the enemies that want to take them out. He said, so that they can give thanks to the holy name of the Lord to triumph in your praise. And so my mother's favorite song was Victory in Jesus. Whenever she would visit, she wanted us to sing Victory in Jesus. At her funeral, we sang Victory in Jesus. Because she had been delivered from everything that was out to destroy her, I did not feel bad when she passed away for her. I felt bad for us. I felt bad for my dad. But I was celebrating that my mother had triumphantly crossed the finish line. So Paul could write, I have fought the fight, I have finished the race, and there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I want you to remember that victory in Jesus is a guarantee. Death is not a defeat for a believer. Death is the clock hitting zeros on our life here on earth, but it is just the beginning of the celebration in heaven. So triumph in your praise. As we praise the Lord, we've already talked about how God is enthroned on the praises of his people. And so that's a place where Jesus establishes his foot on the neck of every enemy. He intends for his church to live in that type of victory. And so I hope that you do not give the enemy more credit for the attack than you do give God the praise for bringing you the victory. Verse number 36 of 1 Chronicles 16 ends this way. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let me just turn over here and look up something real quick. Early of a morning, want to make sure that my memory serves me. Okay. There are times when one translation will translate a word bless, and another translation will translate it praise. You and I, we need to bless the Lord. We need to extol him. And it says that that process of bringing praise or being active in blessing the Lord, that is to go from everlasting to everlasting. Don't ever let it stop. Don't wait until you feel like it. But instead, say, you know what? It's a good time to praise the Lord. Job lived this out in the beginning of his challenges. And he said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. So I hope you're not having to be kick-started into praising the Lord, but I hope that you will do it and you will choose to gather together with other believers of like faith to praise the Lord. So that psalm that David wrote, it runs from verse 8 to verse number 36. The choir sang it, and the people of God heard it. And when verse number 36 concluded, it said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting." And all the people said, "Amen," and praised the Lord. That's how verse 36 concludes. I believe that church is not supposed to be a silent place. I believe it is a place where everyone is supposed to be actively engaged. And so when I'm preaching, well, let me talk about when I'm hearing someone else preach and they share something, and we've had some great words here, I'll say amen. It's like I receive that in the name of the Lord. That's true. That's a great point. And so I'm reciprocating what I've heard, and I'm saying I'm going to praise the Lord. These people said, "We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to say amen to that." And after that, it says that they praised the Lord. What is it that God has spoken to you that you can say amen to? I will tell you, God's not consulting me to determine his plans. His plans are already in place. He's told us who he is. He's told us what he wants to do on our behalf. And I pray that you and I will say, "God, we want to thank you because you're good. Your mercy endures forever. You're a God of salvation. You gather us together. You deliver us from our enemies. And we give thanks to your holy name to triumph in your praise. And we're going to bless you from everlasting to everlasting." I hope today you will say amen and you will get on with praising the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.